Shirin and Tess and Sukkot, Tesla of Adar Aleph, Etov Shimim Aleph, February 19th, 1981, on Thursday.
So we see the Tabot HaTzamit on the boards of the bed, so it's possible for Schach. Why is it possible for Schach? So, when you decide on the Rabbanah by Kabbalah, so as long as you couldn't use the whole bed, it's for Schach. Because that's a Kabbalah, that's a Kabbalah. But the boards of the bed, so it's like Shiva Kabbalah. So it's not the Kabbalah. Should be created. So why should it be possible for Schach? Unless we say that if at one time it was a Kehle, it was a Kabbalah, so even the remnants of the Kehle is also possible. And Rabbi says the Kabbalah. When you decide on Rabbi Batabime, you know Rabbi Batabime, see the Holy Glory in Kehle. Remnants of Kehle, Sulo. So Yimoka says, no, you don't take to deduce from this Mishnah in an way to Rabbi Batabim Salah. Maybe it's not like that, but here the Mishnah, like the reference to Kehle, where it is such a board of the bed that it still has a Kehle, it still fulfills the function. In other words, just as explaining another Mishnah, in Mishnah Gev applies the other Mishnah to the case of the board coupled with two legs. So there it's still Gev. So this Mishnah can also be applied, not just to a real board, but a board coupled with two legs. Either, so you have the boards that are inside, which is long, and then you have the boards that is at the head of the bed, which is short, which is going to be short. So either the Mishnah is reference to an Arucho coupled with the Kerai, or to the Ktsor coupled with the Kerai. And what Mishnah does not come and say that it has reference to a Yatarucho or to a Ktsor coupled with two heads? I hope it's not. It's a Mishnah Kid. Mito mitames chavilo u mitames chavilo. In other words, if you have a bed that is constituted by arranging certain parts together. So this Rebbeza. So Rebbeza says that that mito can only be recovered to me if all the parts of the bed, all the boards and all the legs, so are put together as a unit. So then if something that transmits to me touches it, so then the bed is becoming. But suppose the parts of the bed are taken apart, and then the sherets will come in contact with one of the parts of the bed, so it's not becoming. And then suppose the bed was becoming while all the parts were arranged together, and then we were separated. So you cannot be immersed in the mikveh each part separately. But in order to retire a bed that was recovered to me while all the parts were arranged together, so you have to immerse it in the mikveh also when it's in an arranged state. So, mito is mitames chavio, it can be mikado tume only when it's all the parts are arranged together, but when the various parts are separated one from the other, they're not mikado tume, and if it was already mikado tume, it can only be mitaya by immersing the bed with all its parts put together. How many times it won't? The times it won't. The times it won't. So, my view, Omar, Rabchonon, Omar, Rebbe, Arukos, what does it mean? That it is the times it won't and the times it won't? So, Rabchonon says, if, let's say, an Arucho, who shaped so a quiet life, won't move, then they are mikado tume. And if it was mikado tume, the whole bread was mikado tume. So then, if an arucho, u shteik rai, so were immersed in the mikveh, so then it can be purified that way. So, omar afrono, whatever arucho shteik rai, or so shteik rai, limay chazi. In other words, so even the rabbonon, the chachomin amelie, that if it is just the part that cannot fulfill any function of the bed by itself, so then it cannot be mikado tume by itself. But the Chachamim say, even though not all the parts are put together, but as long as you have enough a manikum of the bed, so an arucho shikirai or tzor shikirai, so maybe it can be mikado tume. It can be mikado tume. With my chazir, so only an arucho shikirai, not tzor shikirai, because then it can be considered as a madikum of the bed, because it can fulfill the functions of the bed. What functions of the bed can it fulfill? So, chazir is nechina arbudo. In other words, umeise balai, umishdash. In other words, an arucho shikirai, not tzor shikirai, is capable to be placed near a wall, and then it can serve, it can fulfill the function of the bed. It couldn't fulfill all the functions of the bed. On the bed, you can lie down, you can relax, but if you have just an arucho shtekarayim or some shtekarayim, so then you could be placed near the bed, and it can fulfill the function of the bed. And if you're tired, so if you tired with dreams, so then you can even lie down on it. So maybe it's a manikum of the bed. So maybe it can be mikado. So by themselves, even though certain parts of the bed are missing. So maybe when the Mishnah says that the arukos amito are possibly sicho, so you don't have to reduce from this Mishnah Daloche of the Loi Kevin is Psoah. Maybe even if we say that Loi Kevin is not Psoah, but here, Daruch or Shekirai, or Tzor Shekirai, have a deen of a manikum of the bed. Rashi. You will be asked to tell Rabbi, the Tuba Elo, we go and go and suck my deal. When you say, I'm good at the coffee, so I can't say, oh, I'm good at the Tuba, when you say, it's not crying, you will kiss my self like yourself. When you say, I'm good at the Tuba, 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 see if you call me good at the Tuba, when you say, no, reference of Kevin is also possible. Even though right now it's not the Tuba, but since it is a remnant of something that was mikado tume originally, so it's also psulah. My boy gave him a rabbi of the nias, strips of bread, shape and choice of challenge. We will have the lula and the lula. Thank you, Rabbi Rabbi Yume. Machzele shel shipo. We shall get a netting that was made out of bulrush or gum. Shiomeo, the remnants of it, even though if he's so small that he doesn't get the shield that is required in order to become a Tumei in his Achim. In his Achim. Now, what is the shield of the Makot, of the Metin? Shishal Shishal. So even though he doesn't get the shield, but since originally dead, so it's also possibly Sichot. And that's only the Rabbanan. This Aloha of glory came. That is possibly Sichot, that's only the Rabbanan. Machzeres HaKalim, they will be Sachim, because that's only used for Sichot. So Ktano and Misachim, and the Ktano, so is Tomer Mishkrit, is the Shkrivein. So the Mele, it's a Kavutun, Kavazerim, he Kavazerim, he Kavazerim, Misachim, even Machzeles, Devo, so is also sometimes used for Shkrivein. So the Mele is the Kavutun, and the Mele is also for sin. So if he had a pile of sheaves of straw, and he kept on taking out from the pile of sheaves. So he took out some sheaves from the middle. He took out sheaves from the top, from the side. And then a hollow was formed. And it emerged as a real suke. So then it's possible. Why? Because the schach was not placed directly upon vacant space, upon hollow space. But it emerged by itself, so it starts on us. Even the time when it rains the sheaves, so there was no chol tepach, hallow tepach, a tepach hallow, baking space, tepach hallow, over an area of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. And then he starts howling it out by taking out sheaves of straw. So then he starts to know, Avalation called Tepa Meshashiba is a suke. But suppose at time when he plays the sheaves. So at first, he plays sheaves at the bottom, and he plays some sheaves on the side, and then he left a certain place, hollow. And then he plays above the hollow space that extended over an area from Zion for Havai for him, he placed other sheaves, Eschach. So it was Hallow Itepach, but over an area, this hollowness of Itepach extended over an area of Zion for him with the Zion for him land. So the Mele, even though it's not a Sukhichero, you have to have that it should be. It should be hollow 10 tefachim over an area of Zion tefachim. And here, the time when you play to the Zion, the sheaves over hollow space, so there was a hollow space of 1 tefach, a height of hollow space 1 tefach over an area of Shiva Shimon. Not of 10 tefachim, but as long as there was, as he placed it, over a hollow space of 1 tefach height, so Mele is considered already Sikh. Roshan 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 Shiva, Harish Motel Shiva Ari Yisuke, Tanya Noah, Achim Babad Yisuke Ari Yisuke, Vantan Yisuke Lashman no Kira Gune, Shman, Yiki the Roman Yom, Same Ski Kwashi. Now, Achim Babad Yisuke Yisuke, Vantan Yisuke Yisuke, Mabuwe Kashi, Kam Shiri Shom Hote Rome Yashiva, Kam Shiri Shom Hote Rome Yashiva, Shiri Shom Hote Rome E aí, para mim, já que ele vai ter uma coisa, tinha que ir para o outro, para se limpar, para o outro, 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 para و اگر یکی سو بشه توز مرسا میخواد که با بیش دو مرسا میگه کامل رو میانه لوی مرسا رو قبول داشت لوی شد بود بشه مرس بیسی نورا مرس بیسی نورا مرس بیسی بود قبول نشد بود آره تیز با تیز با بود سو هیچ مرسایی که دیگه رب کب به مرسایی که رب شو هم اسپوهر کونت گیمی تا کونت رب گیمی نرو دک سی مرسایی که سی نخیصه So, since Rabbi Yehuda Yeshua disagreed on the case of where the poles is getting made, so obviously, according to both of them, this is possible, that the pole should be exactly like any other. But what should be told in my case? Finally, Rabbi Yehuda Yeshua is whether actually something or inactually something. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Yeshua, really the thing actually something. So they discuss something that is practically impossible, because you cannot mean that something should be exactly towards him. Either it's a good asara more, it's a good asara less. But exactly towards him is impossible, that's an impossibility. So we see from this moment that both are proper. You know, Yeshua passed me, like a reason really, that there should be something. Look, a lot of has been ordered. We need to be on the way home before it's came. Would they change the whole universe or left it all? Then the moment is not a question. By someone, so one has to cut the world, the one has to cut the world of the two simoni. And with the simoni, you know, it should be mutabahile. Suppose it didn't cut the world head cake on the simoni, but just 50% mechtal mechtal. So then it is shining in the world. Whether that is considered like corpse money or not, they are in the room, we have found that at all. We all are down. So that's all there are. So it's back. So we see from there, just as we see from the Lord here, since he are here in Catholics, it's where the Paul's getting the Paul's up to me. So it's a riot. That it's possible that we should manipulate, that the Paul should be exactly equal to him. And when they are sitting straight in the market, they are in one of the as well. Mechtal Mechtal is called not, so apparently it's possible to do it. We all become the Lord, so that we call the Mishnah, the Mishnah, it means Mishnah, what he would do. We do see actually Tzantzei, so for here we see that we pass, that actually Tzantzei, you know, we know it's actually Tzantzei, is over there because it's quite interesting to hear is collaborated that it's here for something. Has so many poles, so many draws, so it's impossible to the return that is said to the Has should be broken off exactly at the midpoint. Because the time of the poles is impossible. Now, what connection is there? Because the halacha is that the three hairs that became from it, so any takone elamitit, shia, you have to break. So suppose a talent was recovered to the hairs, a talent was recovered to it, and you broke it. But the remaining part constitutes the major portion of the Keres in time. So as long as the most of the Keres remains, even though a substantial portion of the Keres broke off, so it's considered as if it is not lost, and it still retains. So suppose he divided the Keres in Tamil into two equal parts. So you know what it says. that both parts are totally why? Because if it had been possible to divide the text actually into two equal parts, then it would be toya if we separate it out. Mashiach came if we say Yashu Tzamtzim. So what does it mean, Yashu Tzamtzim? Yashu Tzamtzim means that one part constitutes a major portion of it. So mele, that part is not totus, but we don't know which part. So mele, both are totus. So we see that the Gemara over here says Yashu Tzamtzim. So Tesis says, by the Koheles, it's Yashu Tzamtzim because of the numerous force that the Koheles possesses. Namely, Mavi Schweitz in Akhil Kimanon, Yevshea, because of all the Mechzal Mechzal, in the Gemara, the Jewish Shopping, Akhil Mavi Shemarim Shopping. Now Tesis says that one could argue that from this Gemara there is no raya. There is no raya that actually chants. Maybe this Gemara also that he actually chants. But if he actually chants him, so how can our Gemara discuss whether Paul's gave it, Paul's last gave it? But that's an impossibility that it should be. That if Paul's gave it, the poet should be exactly like him. That's an impossibility. So we could say that when the Gemara here at Pocket of Rudra of Ishok discussed the case of poet's gaming, so they have reference to a case where to the human eye it appears poet's gaming. The human eye sometimes, if there is very little difference between two things, and approximately they are the same, but only approximately they are the same. So, when you look at it, so it appears as they are not the same, but objectively it's not the same. One is a mashu more, or one is a mashu less. So maybe it's no right from our Gemara that we must measure something. So why are the chiluk when the poet came is muta or seah? Because Rakoto holds, as long as visibly it appears to be poet's game, so merely it's muta. So it depends upon the fact that it appears to be poet's game, even though in tzias it is not poet's game. So that we can answer. Very when the Mishmaizah put him on Roma. The action. The goal of Paul's game is not on that. He should be in the negotiation. After that, the negotiation is the good chance in that, right? When Paul is trying to take a family in the room, who can shame the home, the have a game, who can go. We should know the argument of Moshe, the day of the day is straight on. So the Moshe says that Paul's game is not mutar because the laws of the Mishnah Sinai requires that it should be managed, not that you shouldn't live overall, but it should be managed. So, we take it away. We should be rather careful yourself. We suffer the Shemashiach. We all be going to keep the Gazette. Gabi Osi Babai Baradon, the Babame. So the Gemara is the cash, go yet shall it something. Then the Gemara expresses the case of he gets the first throne into the Lord Amis of the Ish, so she's in gracious. But suppose when he throws the gate, the gate falls within the Lord Amis of himself, of the husband, so then she's not in gracious. Now suppose they both came at the same time, and so then it depends who came first. So if the Baal came first, so then he was Echad Baal Damas. But if the Isha came first, set feed her, so she was in her guidelines. So the more mentions the case of Tabai Badabo, the both the husband and the wife came, stepped in, managed at the same time. But Roy actually something. So the more is a kasha. The more is a kasha. How can Mishnah Nazir have reference to such a case where the both stepped in the same time? It's the actual something. So it doesn't it appear from that Gemara that we pass the Yeshua Tzamtzim? Well, from our Gemara it appears that we pass the Yeshua Tzamtzim. This is no right. I feel we take our Yahweh and we start really. So it's not that it's no right that Gemara is took it for granted that the Yeshua Tzamtzim. We could say that Yahweh is the Allah is actually something. But in order to do with something, you must fear yourself. And you have to exercise great caution and accuracy. But and it's not mistaken that the Mishnah Nazir has reference to such a thing. We call okay. I feel the Allah is really we call okay. They are our Mishnah. She reveals this. When we stumble the king of Basak. And Felix was saying that he called for Shneim Giachas. So there's a lot of Shneim Giachas. So if let's say Ruben approaches Rabbi Yehu and he says to them, what do I do? Come with me and testify that Jim and Baal from $1,000 are listed as their business friends. He knows that they know the testimony. So he approaches them. So, and then they say, Shmosh, in the Yachiridu. So then the Amechuya become merely angels. So the Aloch is there as far. If, let's say, that twin, who know, let's say, Rabbi and Yehud, saw how Jim and Baal with $1,000 from her. And who is it there? And who comes to Levi, and he says to Levi, now what am I doing? You Levi, you come with me to Bezdin, and you testify on my behalf, because you saw with your own eyes how Shim and Baal, let's say some time ago, $1,000 from you. You know it! So come with me to Bezdin, and you testify. And then, Levi says, in the Arabs, Jewish in the Arabs. So then, he's highly called Melier. But, suppose, after Levi, denied that he has it. So then, Rubin comes to Yehudi and says, you also saw how she bowed for $1,000. What if I do? And then Yehudi also said, so it's not highly called Yehudi. Why? Because when Rubin was Mashbiah, Levi, so then it was the Yode of Levi together with Yehudi to enforce the claim that Rubin had the ship. But after Levi denied it with Yeshua, so then, of what avail will be the testimony by Yehuda? After all, Steinmeier of Noah. And since Levi already denied that he knows any of this, so even if Yehuda wouldn't deny and would come testify to this, would Bezdin be able to collect $1,000 from Shimon and give it to Rubin? No! It definitely is not honest. So Mele, by withholding, by abstaining from testimony, from testifying, so he did not cause him any damage, Yehudi, because he wouldn't have been able to accomplish anything anyway after Levi had denied that he knows the ladies for women. So in such a case, Levi first denied that he had And then Yehudi denied that he knew where it is. So Yehudi is not highly called Moshe Zeus. Yehudi now. Lehi believes, because at that time it was still possible for him, together with the population of Yehudi, to testify on behalf of him. But now, after Lehi denied it, so it wasn't. So Yehudi was not able to enforce the claim that Reuben had against him. Because even if he hadn't denied, even if he had testified, he wouldn't have accomplished anything. He wouldn't have accomplished anything. Now, so then the Gemara mentions a case of Kofushten Gaz. Suppose Reuben approaches Levi and Yehudi, and they both deny the Eves, Mami is the same split second. So again, so then they are both had. So you know what the Kashi, who he actually comes in. Umshana Rabbi is a Rudi. The Rabbi is a Mishana, a few take a Rabbi, Mashma Vila Rabbi is a Rudi. So it's a Kashi and Abu Dhabi. From our Dimora it appears that actually it's Amazon. The Hill Pill of Tak, Gabahoy is in the Amishono. There it's a direction with the Mishnah of Abba Achim. Shnai Mehem Nisim Shliachoyes. So there the Mishnah, so there he already discusses the case of a case where the two Achim both died at the same time. Not that one died first and then died second. So Kabi Achim is in the Amishon, Omar Ali Rabbi Yechanan, we saw someone Tamit Rabbi Yisya'abil. Because, so Rabbi Yechanan says, in Yidea Mishon, he rejects the whole mission of the deals with Abu Achim, Shnayim and Nisuim Shteyach, so Abu Achim, and Umeitzu Shteyachim, Shteyachim, that, so, Bibasachas. Why? We saw some Tamit Rabbi Yisya'abili, because if the Mishnah would discuss a case where the two brothers died, mama, the same split second. So then it could only accord with Rabbi Yisya'abili. And it's not mistaken that Rabbi Nachman should be sensing a Mishnah in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yisya'abili when the Rabbi Nachman. So it appears from the Gemara that we don't ask for Rabbi Yisya'abili, but from our Gemara, it appears that actually something, because if he actually something, so he can even visualize the situation of poisoning. Now, the question is, in the case of Kof Mishneh Kachas, so which way may be the Mishneh of Achoyis, of Abu Achim, Umeisu Shneyachim. So there, it's a question of the Shemayim. A person dies in the Shemayim, not really on. So maybe it's actually something in the Shemayim that the two brothers should die both in that mamish in the same moment, the same split second. Not the second, not one dying the second or a fraction of a second before the other. So that's the Shemayim. But from the moment Shemayim, it's also Mashma that we has the Eershalitzamzi. Kofreshne Kachas. In other words, where, let's say, Levi and Yehudi said the same split second, Shemayim and Yehudim. And they also, it appears, that we hold Eershalitzamzi, but they were to the Ono. So, Meisu Shnei Achim, that's the Shemayim. But the Kfire, the same moment, that's the Yolo. So this is the Kachmir, the Shemayim, the Lord, the Meisi, the Ahan, the Habit, the Shemayim, the Yolo, the Lord, the Meisi. In other words, the Yolo, let's say, like measuring God, the Mechitzes, how much is the total size of the Mechitzes, of the Enim, and the total size of the poems, that's the Yoda. Masha'it came in respect to time. So even though the Kfira was made By living in Yehuda the same time, that's considered like Yehuda Shammai. Why? Because even though the Kheva is made in Yehuda, because why is it that with Yehuda, why should we say, with the Shammai, he actually sounds, and with Yehuda, actually sounds? The answer is because with Yehuda, so there is a definite plan by people to manipulate that one should be the same as the other. So that's only Shayer in the case where it's possible to measure. So it's possible for men to make such an accurate measurement that it should be managed, listen, false and accurate. So he men developed accurate instruments, and if you are on guard not to make a mistake, so it's possible to manipulate that the poem should be game. Mashiach came in regard to time. You cannot use. So it's not a question. As far as, let's say, as developing clocks are concerned, so that's the other. But here it's a question of making the certain people, of making the kibbutz of Levi and Yehuda being capable, mamish the same second, that you cannot use any instruments in manipulating that the kfirah by Levi and the kfirah by Yehuda should take place the same split second. So maybe it is the same thing like the Shabbat. I will be on the Baloch in it. Now here it's a case called Zaynik. It's a question of the other. By means of instruments of measuring God, the poles that it should be just like they make, so they are in charge of the time. Hashmai, the Shem the Chum, V'yeshtem, let's say Chum, when you have to cut, Rebek, so it's by means of measuring with the instruments, so you can exactly measure half of the circumference of the Kone or of the Rebek. So then it's possible. It's not so easy, but it's possible. So far, Tesis says that from our Gemara it appears that we pass like Habiesi really in video that actually sounds. V'yishtei, hod amun perikander, lech yamoshuch, hamoshuch midei tvi shalmobi, nisich hamobi, tochitz me'arba amelis. So suppose an extension of one of the buildings comes into the Morbe. So if that extension is less, a certain wall of a building that was adjacent to the Morbe, so extended was extended into the mob, and if it's less than the Aladam is, so the melee, that extension of the Kesel that extended into the mob is itself to be treated like black. So it's a big black. But suppose it is so big that it is the Aladam is, now so then it is a mob by itself. So lech yamosh tiv shomov lisi hamov tov baba amis it's all lech akosh. And baba amis, so then it's a lech by itself. So it forms a new lech. I'm sorry, it is a movie by itself. It is a movie by itself. So it forms a new movie. So mele, you have to have another lech to put up a pole to be matir this new movie that was formed as a result of the hemshech of a certain wall from a building the near the mob. So Abba Amis was like Achel Akirei, because if it is Abba Amis wrong, so then it constitutes a new mob. So in the middle we have to have it set up in Rechim to be matching of the new mob. Because Rabbi Brit Rabbi Shua lo yom wo be mob ishmeino Avod Mobi Shivo Nita Ben Rubo Alapos. So So if, let's say, the home of the yeshiva, so, and then the extension of a certain case came into that side of the mobile, so we had an image of four armies as against the three armies that remain false. So then we don't need to set up a new lechi because it's a minimal report. So who needs a lechi? When we need a lechi, when it's false. But if it's a minimal report, so it's considered as if the whole case cell, as if we had a case cell, nimsha, over the whole site. Alright. Kabasho ma'afu bimoliches loitzorich lechi. Even if the size of that site is chesames, and then a certain kinsel was nimshach from the adjacent building into, this is the open site. This is the open site in the moment. And it was nimshach for ames, so four ames remain poles, and four ames amen. So Rabashi says, אפילו אם מודחס, לצורך לך, ממונש. אם נפנופיש, נתרבן דרוד על הפורץ. מפורץ נופיש, נמשים לכת. כלי מעביד כאילו נלכת על הדמס. מה ימלה? שולת הבית? אבל לסוף היא נדברת. Because the whole is a carry that Mabeis only Rabon. אבל לסוף היא נדברת. בכל סוף היא נדברת. אוקיי, משמע, the Efshel Baradon. Now, from this Gemara, it appears that we pass in the Yodom Efshel Tzantzim. But from the Gemara in Erevim, from Rabashi, it appears that it's the Efshel Tzantzim. And the only reason, so even though it appears to us, according to our measurements, it appears to us that on this open side of the Mopi, so the Kitzel that extended over an area of Dalet Ames, so that means, so it appears to us that there is Dalet Ames poles and Dalet Ames Amen. Now, if the Aloha had been, so, and still, Rabashi says that it's Mutter because it's something in the prayer, because there are three possible situations. One possible situation is that the image is much more than the poles. Another possible situation is that the poles is much more than the image. So in this, in the case of these two contingencies, so it's mudakar. It's mudakar because if the image is much more than the poles, so it's in the poles. So that means that the whole site is also in the middle of the poles. If the poles is much more than the image, so then it doesn't have Dalet Ames. If it doesn't have Dalet Ames, so this is the Lech. So the moment comes Muta to carry. But the only contingency where it would be also to carry the poles would be if it is Mamesh of the shop. If it is Mamesh of the shop. So it's only something. So since it's the year Rabbono, so we bring okay, Mashma the Epsilon Varado. So it appears that even so we are mattering to carry, even though it appears to our eyes by means of measuring that it shall be shown, still we are mattering to carry. But if actually some say, so when by means of measuring it appears to us that the joint is okay, so we should answer it to carry. So it appears to us that we ask the actual something. We should not know that we will do it. And we will have only the joint is okay. Keep the building in office, the poets in office, like a flash in sale, and we can show you. We will be particularly, we pass for the things that we need to be over effort something. But it's not so easy we need, first of all, most accurate instruments whereby we'll be measuring them, and then it requires a little bit of theory, accurate with the instruments. We should be on guard, not to make mistakes, to be very alert. So melee, I'll be tirche if we'll get accurate instruments. So then we'll be able to determine with a sense of certainty that in a particular case, so the case cell that is nishach into the side of the mobe happens to be shoved with the computer. Such good instruments of pleasure. So we still allow that we are going to carry them. Because even though we, our observation, it seems that they are shoving, but since we didn't use accurate instruments, so then we cannot be sure that it's shoving. So then we say there are three possibilities. Either that the image is more, or, in other words, that the image is a little bit magic. Is a Hutasare more than Daladamis, or the poets is a Hutasare more than Daladamis, or the third contingency, third possibility, that it's Mamish, Dalet, this is Dalet, and that is Dalet. So, and we don't have any accurate instruments to make sure that whether that it's not Jalim Shalom. So maybe in such a case we are lucky because it's a rabbi. But everything bound in Reise. So maybe Sayyidina Reise the whole day and we would ask the job. But only in the case where we don't have accurate instruments. But if we do have accurate instruments and we use the accurate instruments, and then it determined that it was determined that it's not telling each other, so then it would be not direct even if it involved in eyes. This is what it is. כישום מגיעת גודל משתרן, כאן מקורות כאין מותר, ואוסם כהר רבוי רבי ישוע, מספיר מקורות כאין בגלוסה, so it's only מותר, on the basis of speaking, the רבון, so in the brain, because of the two contingencies we had there, as against one contingency is the ancient forage. Now, so far takes to say, that from this moment it appears that we pass through, that the other is actually something. Then he said, the ancient forage, the hane, and roye, the poets came to Mechza and Mechza Kroon, what's the Sadre Kerabon? The actually something not to the other. Now this is mentioned in another washing, that in a hane we can pass like Rabon, he actually something, even the other. But then you will ask, so how can that in the shower come out of poets hating? It's impossible to believe something that it should be possible. The age of the poet, I am already the poet, the last time I have to go home, but it's a bit of a bonon, the age of something after the other. In man, the show. So, how can a poet say, Paul's game is not that? But we can never be sure that it's Paul's game. In man, the show, he should be the one who shall Paul's game. We should be maybe the one. ריתי זו אינה שמישובים, אך מלאומר, לא יתיב חיצונו, אומן בוסר, משל יאומר, משל דיימא, פרקס, פורטיו, ריתי זו אינה שמישובים, אך מלאומר, גדר עובד, גדר עובד, וכן הוא ימחצה ומחצה, ישחיתה, ואשתה, נירת ואי, הייתי סביב ומוקר, So nowadays we say that we could pass like Rabbanon that he actually something, but he actually something doesn't mean that it's impossible that the poles should be exactly like they mean. That it's impossible. It doesn't mean that it's impossible that the portion of the circumference of the kone or of the meche that was cut should be exactly like the uncut portion. It is possible, but on account of human frailty, we can never be sure that it's manashal vishal. But it's possible. It's possible in a certain situation, in any given situation, that the portion, the cut portion of the circumference of the kone or the meche is equal exactly, not his kudasara more, not the kudasara less. The non-cut portion, it's possible. It's possible that the aiming is exactly equal to the cut. But what is impossible to be sure, that's the only thing. But objectively, such a thing could happen. In other words, if the person will try to measure off that the poet should be exactly like Amy, so then it's possible that he was successful in manipulating that. But you can never be sure, because even though it appears some account of human frailty, he might be misled. He might think that it's mavish exactly the same. But there is a chutasare difference between the poet and Amy. But it might be objectively true, it might be true that the poets might be exactly like David. So remember, this is the reason. So according to Rav Kope, so when the poets is giving exactly, then it's a good word. Then it's a good word. So maybe say, So I'm right. So Gavin said, since in the case where the cult is exactly like lady. So it is mutter. So in any case where it appears to be exactly, even though there is a possibility of mistake, but the possibility of mistake is either way. In other words, if to our eyes it appears, then the poets and the are exactly the same, nothing much more, nothing much less. So then there is the possibility that one of the two is much more. One of the two is much more. So in melee, we can be matter if it appears to our eyes that the poets is exactly like melee, so we can be matter on the basis of specificity. On the basis of specificity. So that's why our proper says, where visibly the poet is aiming, so then it is mutter, because of his vexing. Maybe the poet is exactly like the aiming. Assuming that the poet is not exactly like the aiming, maybe the aiming is imagining more than the poet. So it's certainly good. So in melee, there are two possibilities, there are only one possibility. In other words, there are three possibilities. Whenever visibly the poet is aiming, so then, as far as the objective state of fact is concerned, there are three alternatives. Either the poet is exactly like aiming, the way it appears to our eyes, then it's all right, according to our point. The other possibility is that the aiming is a hutasare more than the poet, so it's also all right, certainly all right. The third possibility will not be allowed. So remember, on the basis of sex nature, we can remember, Mashiach in a contra of Winnie of Yeshua, if they can determine that the poet is exactly like David, so we could be also, so in the case where it's visibly poets came in, so then it is also, because we do not have two contingencies there. We only have one contingency there. And two contingencies for Isa. So on the contrary, we have expected it out of way. So that's why it's awesome. Oh, Mikosh. The Mashma, the Shriki, the Raisi, Hoyos, Mishum, Shoshi, Baum. Shepherd, Mishop. So things it says, Vashti, the Fea, and Isop, the Way of the Mohelega. Keep the Absolute. But things it says, no. But there, it's mashma. The reason is why it's good over there because it's such a very rock. But then it involves in the mindset, then it would be awesome. And it's mashma from that gemore that had it involved in the shosha in the mindset, so then it would be awesome. Mishim shosha ba'almo, shemo in shome. Avodam the aim no fish, muta. Vipoints no fish is muta. In that case, because over there, so if the poet is not pitch, so then it is also mutter. Because then, if the poet is not pitch, so that means that the hemsha of the kesa that comes into the side of the mobe, that's extended into the side of the mobe, is less than Daulames. If it's less than Daulames, so it doesn't constitute a new mobe. So in the way, it's irrelevant. So then, it should be moved there even if it had been bound in the eyes. When we question the master's faith, the eyes are also much closer. Bound it, shall we show it? I forgot the aim is not fish. Moved there. The importance of fish moved there. Because in that case, even if it involved in the eyes, it should be moved there. Because of sex age. Even if it involved in the eyes, because there are three possibilities. One, poets and aiming are mamish, both Daladames, nothing much more, nothing much less, then it would be also. And then the other two possibilities, the other contingencies, that either the aiming is a little more than Daladames, or the poets a little more. So we need a contingency, it would be mutter. So even if it involves the eyes, it should be mutter. And the body never emphasizes the fact that it involves the opponent, that's why it's mutter. We gave Hekadayik, the Jay of Hekas, my evil need to hold, Yehuba Mishia Yoritz, the Yodo, Eftel Tzantzin, Hosonami, Abagav, the Eftel Tzantzin, und Chabe, nicht Abonim, die mit Wien, die Abonim ist, mich in Schelte Reise, mich in Schemo in Schobi. Wehei, wie man die Osa Volks, Ehe, die Osa, und die Tam, der Omer, Achmone, und Menschen, die Jehube, du wollen die Tam, die Schema Volks, die Jehube. Because the Gemara never explained the Machlech, the Rakhob, the Rabbeinu, the Yeshua. What the Allah, the Mishim Sinai, declared. So according to Rakhob, so the Allah, the Mishim Sinai, declared, Lord Yishayo, according to the Yeshua, the Deo. But actually, according to that notion, it's on the basis of sex, and that the Gemara doesn't even mention. Wie gehen bei jeder Rechte, da haben wir es richtig reise, Tischte, Kippen, den Korn, den Ewig, noch die Schmiede, um heilen Korn, die Schmeide, wo er schon zusammen sind. Um heilen Korn, die Schmeide, wo er schon zusammen sind, eben da nicht schon noch. So, now, wo er ist. So, now, okay, so first case was, the first question case was, was that from our Gemara, it's Vashma, that we pass the like a visa, really, that we don't know that for something. Then this is mentioned by Hara Roshi, that's no way, that we pass him like a woman here for example, in the other. But why? So how can we visualize the situation of all the enemy? So in Khaname, we don't visualize the situation we are certain beyond the shadow of the doubt that the poet is enemy. But if in the case of Paul's game and his mutual are some many indicators where it's visibly Paul's game, we have a second. And then Texas rejects the second motion. So now Texas says, so we don't have to say that from our Gemara it appears. So Texas rejected the second motion. So now Texas says, we don't, there is no hechach from our Gemara that Allah is not a base of ruling, that the Yom is a first answer. Maybe it's here for something. So then, so how, so what about our Gemara? So we say, um heim vor dem Schweig, wo er in den Sand sehen, eben dann wird schon doch. Na, so it's far, at first, Tenses mention two hours from our Gemara. That we pass like a Mitzvah, that the Yod is a first answer. First of all, if we don't pass like a Mitzvah, so then we could individualize the case where a prophet would say Paul's name is Mutter. That's one way. The other way is from the Morris Kashi, Kashi's Yosef, who actually sounds. Nowadays he says, the day of now, the first time is a good way that we pass like a Mitzvah. Because if we don't pass like a misagree, that actually something, so then we could visualize a case where the tears would be matter about him. Because we can never be sure. We can never be sure. Unless nobody will come and tell us that the poet is gay. But otherwise, we could never be sure that the poet is exactly like him. So mainly from the fact that Rav Kope says, in the case of Paul Stanley, is Mutter, so it's a raya that they pass by Kamisagri. But then, the other raya is no right. The fact that the more has the kasha, wherever Shon Tzam says, that's no right. So not, it's not that Tensis rejects the first wash. Tensis only, at first, Tensis mentioned the raya that we pass by Kamisagri from our demore, on the basis of two rayas from our demore. First, because he actually sounds it, so we couldn't even visualize the case where the poet is came, eh? So that prior case says, it is a good prior. But then there was another prior, because the Gemara asks, where actually sounds it? So that prior is no right, because Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Hanane are getting out of your sin, not the whole actually sounds it, but where he actually sounds it. So he said, um heim vor die Steine bei Eschel zanzig in den Langischen Lohr. Der Rechnamen vor ist, wo nie Eschel zanzig. Die Chilpa mit Ham, und die Sosa Namen in Reihe, oh, so der, mon Eschel. So der, wie ich sehe, er kommt am Rechnamen auf Jose, am Ham auf Jose. So ist die Reihe von der Dimore, von Dimore Skasche, wo nie Eschel zanzig, der du mit Kasten lang drauf holen. So wenn du die Stire in diesem Mord, between Because the beginning of the Gemara mentions that Paul's saying, so our prophet says, Mutta. So obviously we can read through our section. So it's a higher from the beginning of the Gemara, the Kesher tells him. And then the Gemara, according to Rachel Ramadan, Gemara, Esri Kashi, Yoyel Tzantzen. So the Pashtus Roshan Gemara is that Yoyel Tzantzen, so there will be still in that Gemara itself. So it says, no, according to Ramadan's guilt, according to Rashi's guilt, so there are two rayas from this Gemara that we pass on to Tzantzen. And according to Ramadan's guilt, so there is a raya from the beginning of the Gemara that we pass on to Tzantzen, but from the guilt, there is no raya that we pass like Rabbanon that he actually. Every time you the Rabbi, the Ramachanan of the Yashu Tzantzi, I'm Tamu, so Snami and I, Shiawaki, Mohammed Muyashu Tzantzi Dawan, El Kalima, Yashia Vishimiye, Shalin Abia Mashu, Vinashach Vishput, Kishimali Behachia, Eisi, Mori, Mirnas, Vieti, the difficult. The difficult task of Kosha, we call it to Apostle, should we have your mashes, the Akosha Apostle, the Nitsoshi Akosha, the Uber of Abu, the Apostle, whom we shall be married, claim that at the Gorman Akosha was shooting, she will not be found, she is Hasik of Abu. So, in other words, according to Abu Tan, and the Gilson, and the Rabbis Gilson, so the more discussion is, will you have something? So in other words, so what Gemara said, we need to be used to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua, if called the name, so it's also a, so maybe by Schach, if you have the Schach question, the Schach question, I'll show you the show. So it would be possible, so why would the Mishnah say that if the Rebbe is the name of the Mishnah, so it's a shame or, so that means that the Machin is Yom, the Mashiach soon, that let's say, if this, the size, the width of each spirit of iron is 2 foot, so then, and then the left vacant space of 2 foot, and then we could be filled it out with pest, with Sakosh. So then the Mishnah says in Scotia, but it would still be pulsating, and even. So it will still be false, so it will be possible. So the Omar Abu Rashua might be some Benichnes Vienze. Benichnes Vienze. In other words, that he leaves so much vacant space that he should be able to push in, to fill it up with Schachosha of the same size as, Schachosha that will be a little more. So then the more hesitation. So the more hesitation will be actually something. In other words, if you just left vacant space that is just a little more than the size or a much more than the size of the school, so maybe it's not so easy to push it in completely, so that it will occupy all the vacant space. Because usually when a person pushes in a vacant space something, so it doesn't fill up the vacant space completely, so that there won't be any mashup of vacant space left. Usually, there always remain some vacant spots, even after you pushed in the slack portion. So anyway, it's actually something, because ordinarily, you don't fill up the vacant space completely without leaving any void spots. You still leave void spots. So it has nothing to do with the general shire, or whether it's actually something or not actually something. So, because the Mishnah, it's not Mistava, that the Mishnah has reference to such a case where the person fills up the vacant spaces in such a no way that you will not leave any void spots. I mean, you have to work very hard. So, why should the Mishnah advise you to work so hard? So when the Gemara says, we madly, in other words, when the Mishnah says, in Mishnah, the name of the Mishnah, of Jacob, the Mishnah means that he can say the silence of each food is too talking, so he should put, he puts, he means, vacant space substantially more than before. So that even when he fills it up, in what way? Not with a lot of kirche. So you'll still be sure that the schach kosher that fills up the vacant space will be more than the two tfachim of the shkut. The mitzvah shach kosher merug ala ala kosher. Umshan limadu, shalim ahad shabon nach kosher ashkudi, she mikan mikan shi nischase kolah, yirona mishan ala, tilo tein meheir badidi, אם נמצאו עם שעשה מסדר, יהיה אפשר שם נזכסת כל הרדיה, שהכושר נספר בקשו. ופוס, אם עם לדעת כשעשה בארץ, נען לרוב. אבל ביחד אלוהי, בגלל סבירם שלא מיד. אבל שעשה בארץ, יהיה אפשר לא ידעת, זאת אומרת, לא צירת, שם נמיד לו הכושר. ובקיצר לו יעשירם כמו שכושר תראי בסבורים, או מהכו בהכיר, תהיה בשם עם הארץ. ופרקם ובערב, אין משום ספר. והיו בסבחרס, להיות שניים בעשירים, ביקור עשירי, משמע בסוף הקרבי סעדו, יומא, אפילו בנשמיים אפשר לצמצם. ואם כרבונו, דענו מי אפשר לצמצם, או איזה שקידים הבא עשיר. So, ואחרי שוס הרבה, ואהבנו כי לקור לעשיר לעשיר או להגוס על עשיר, שהיא להגוס הקודש, שאני מתח שנעשיר ממנו, וכי בעיני בסעיד פרשי נחול, איתך עשירי, פרט, שיבה סיום לפי החזימי, כי תחסים את פרט ונוסף, דאוקנינם, ויזה פירס ומיסה, ויזה פירס לחי. So when it happened the same split second, יחי ותרד ותרד תאים המקש, והדבות ובוא לרובת, הולכות ונבונים אחרי, ויש לי פרס, האם יזה פרס, ואפילו סוף הרי אפשר לצמצם, כי בין יוחד אחת של איזה, כי בין משהו לחברת, במשחד הזיקה עם שני המסירי, ובסך הסכור, ולא בו מקור לעשיר העשירי, ורקף החדוס העשירי. ועוד את המדין הוסון, אבל בסך הסבאי וקיקה, לא נמאמש בסך הסבאי, אין לו גירה. ומיוקש של פרק ושמציר, ופרק שני בגושי, פורך מהים, מהה, ביות ששניים העשירים לרוב לדברה בדום הכל שני בזה החזה, אבל בסך הסבאי, ומאש במקשרי, כי בזה החזה נחל קודש, ועשה חלמי קודש כל זה ולא זה, כל כמה ששבח פריצות, ואין לך לא חמיץ, ידעו את חי השם בתונוכם, כי אם יש לו מצלם, זה נמון כשהחסיר לא יהיה קודש, יש לו מה בפרס הפורת, היכו קודש, כי אם יש לו מצלם, זה נמון קודש, אין לו מה קודש, ואוהב שם מצלם, כוסאו כדאי טוב, דהות כמיתן, ונכת עשויי צה, הוא כמיתן, הוא כמיתן, ונכת עשויי צה, ונדרך מצלם, וכתוב מספיק סיכנית סומשיכו, ואחר לדעות הסבירים, ומשם הוא אומר, אבל מלמד, ומספיק סיכנית עכשיו מצומצום, כך כדיבות, וקושי, ואין יחסו כדה שעס, שאין ירד כמיישי, ונחיל שחסו ששלו, ולא יום אחר לבין הכנית, את כל זה חסו כשעב, סוד דימור עסקה של מזלון ספיין, ומזנב, ודוג'ו ראי, ודימור עסק, Whenever the more, whenever the more the talus mentions a certain king, and then the match less is less kasha. So the kasha is based upon the fact that this equipment should not be good. But here, the kasha of the match means, well, actually something is, because some get either the high in the time of the different say, how can it happen? How can we make the creator, his story will be created in their own time. So in other words, so the Machshir assumed that the Talatzin did not need mamish, mamish when it was, when he was Byzantine. So mainly usually, so it's not with something. So mainly it is not with something. So then it should be yourself. So the question is, if you will use habit to be with something, So then it will still be Mutter, but according to Abu Shua, it should be awesome. So that's not the usual way of the Makshi, the first Kasha, because it seems that the Makshi took something for granted. He put his own interpretation in what the Tarsi said. So, Vinishwema, the Makshi so ancient as Rabakshi, the Makshi Shemalabe, the best. Actually, Hazash couldn't. We need to start Kosher, what else are possible? Only that. So, in other words, Stacy says that the Pshat of the Magdi, Shemarbe the Pesel, actually Hazash couldn't. We need to start Kosher, what else are possible? Only that. So, that means that, let's say, if he had a shoot, that he stood for him one, and then he leaves vacant space. Then he leaves vacant space. And the vacant space is exactly stood for him one. Not more. But the question is more was, if it is just 241, it's according to Abu Dhabi Shua, it should still be possible because according to him. So the Gemara says, when he filled it up, so it's not that he filled it up just like this, but when he filled up, let's say, if he had the Shpudim, here is the Shpudim, here is the Shpudim, and here is the vacant space. So the vacant space, so it's money. He puts one end of the Schach Kosher and this school, and the other end of the Schach Kosher and this school. So that means that the Schach, the Schach Kosher that is between the two school is concerned. So each other is shocked. And what makes it more together with the piece of Schach Kosher that overlaps, and one school here and one school here. Und Die Mitte von der Begrasung, die Schiffe ist begrüßt, die Schiff von mir, Schiff von der Mitte, den ihr Postel, den ihr Postel. Now there is a Marschau and there is a Marschau. Now the Marschau is very difficult. But the right Pshat in this case is the Pshat given by the Marschau. Now, so according to Marschau's Pshat, right, this is the best here, against this Pshat, and against his own Pshat, that is based on Hadash's guilt of the actual example. Because according to this chapter, so what does it mean, Bimad? Bimad means, if he had, let's say, a shvut of tikvot, suffer. Here again, a shvut of tikvot. And here, so he left vacant space, he left vacant space of tikvot. But, he was mad. He was mad with the Schach Kosher. So a piece of the Schach Kosher overlapped, and the Shvut and the small piece of Schach Kosher overlapped, and the other Shvut. So that means, as far now we see from the Rashi in the memorial of Hofmann that when the Schach Kosher is adjacent to the Schach Kosher, then we don't have to resort to people to any mechanism. But when it's not adjacent, and when one overlaps the other, when one is intertwined with the other, the Gemara talks on, so then they have to be so intertwined that it will not be possible to recognize when one looks, let's say, the Gemara there. The Gemara there of the Bishop Hofton. So the more that case of the place is hot. So how does Rashi explain Shabbaton that the branches of the tree were so intertwined with the Hakosha beneath that when one looked at them, he couldn't know which is the branch of the tree and which is Hakosha. So remember, we have regular dinner beef because they didn't carry some. But suppose one would overlap the other. But you will be able to recognize and to demarcate this akhosha from the branch of the tree, then there couldn't be any deep. So the Rashi is against Rashi, seems according to Rashi. I mean, the case is that and takes this shot in the Gemara, in the shot of the Yosef of Boresh of Samson, is that if the shpud, let's say each shpud, will be used for people, and then you let Rabbah also put one. So the question is, so it's four things. So the Gemara says, what is the Shemadi? What does it mean, the Shemadi? The tool, the Shachosha that filled up, that was adjacent to the Shkudim, was too tough. But that wouldn't make it good. So why is it good? Because a piece of the Shachosha overlapped on the Shkudim. One small piece of the Shachosha overlapped was lying on the Shkudim here, and one piece of the Shachosha was lying on the Shkudim here. So that means that in order to make the Shach Kosher, then we have to inside the piece that overlaps. Now the piece that overlaps is not adjacent today to the Shach Kosher, but it's lying above it. And it's lying above it in such a way that you can recognize, you can distinguish, you can demarcate the Shkul. Somebody will look at it, so you see that this is the shul, this is the record bar, and this is Sakosha. So melee, there is no deal at all. Because it's Nikari is there, so why is it Kosha? Next thing is Rashi. The main issue is Bakus Sakosha and Kosha. How about this Sakosha? He did not know what is everything. We need to collect with Nazi, who she feels a good, she shot the wheel, she knew from the media, he knew a person in the Russia. And then now they say, the gears of the time we get, before us, when he actually comes in, he promised it. Now the way this is explained, according to the gears of the time in the land. So the cash of the moral was, when he actually comes in, because when the person pushes in, the Shach Kosher in the beginning phase, he doesn't try to push it in with so much force that it should fill up every void spot in the beginning phase. He pushes it in one way, and he doesn't even look. And usually, when the person pushes in, puts in some Shach Kosher in the beginning phase, so there will be many void spaces. So, how do you have it's Shach Kosher more than Shach Kosher. So the Gemara says, be magi. So what does it mean? So what does it mean, be magi? So that means, be magi means that, so as the case is explained, Kerema, Shepo, Achepo in a Kosher alashkidi, Shemikam mikam, in other words, it's true that when you push in the Shach Kosher, let's say the evergreen, if he were to push in all the evergreen, the vacant space, then he will unavoidably leave some great spaces. But he leaves so much vacant space between one shkut and the other that the evergreen that will be pushed between the person that will be put between the shkudim will be more than the width of the shkud. If the width of each shkud is before him. So in other words, the pestle that is placed between one shkud and the other is more than the one. But he cannot really put all the pestle between the shkudim, because then they'll fall down. So in order that it should hold, so the edges of the pestle would be placed upon the shkudim. So that means that we really don't need this, let's say, if this is the pestle, and he puts it in here. So that means, according to Rabbi Tam and the Rav, so the pestle portion that is between the shkudim, which is adjacent to the shkudim, is itself more than the one. But if you just leave everything here, it will fall down. So in order it should hold, it shouldn't fall down. So the edges of the castle are over there are plains and the edges of the Shpudim. But the portion of the desert that is between the Shpudim, which is adjacent to the Shpudim, is felt more than the width of the Shpudim. So maybe we don't have to resort to any people. The only reason is to why we put the edges of the pestle and have the Shpudim in order we should hold. If we would put it exclusively between the Shpudim, then we'll fall down. In order that the edges of the pestle should hold, so he puts the edges of the pestle and the Shpudim. But the portion that is between the Shpudim is itself more than the width of the Shpudim. So remember, we can attend the Kashi. He's the Arabs after that option. According to Rashi, he'll say, so that means that the portion of the Sakosha that is between the Shpudim itself is not more than the width of the Shpudim. So in order that it should be Sakosha, we have to resolve the deep. So we have to be material, that piece that is necessary in order to have more of the Sakosha than Sakosha. So how can that be legal? Because that's all it's in our east. But the culture of the time and the harvest here. So the Shakti Gemara is that when the Mishnah says, if we shall be able to make some, is Sheol, so it means he leaves enough vacant space between one foot and the other, so that the pestle that is placed between one foot and the other is more than the width of each foot. So we don't need to be inside the edge that overlaps and the shpudim. But we put the edges of the pestle and the shpudim in order that it should hold, it should fall down. So in many ways, the fact that it's Mikael is there is of no significance, because we don't need to be inside those pieces, the edges of the pestle that overlap and the shpudim. The Gersa Samitam, the Ika, the Goras, the Yeshua, the Tanzi, the Kavishas, the Nidra, the Gersa Samitam, the Kaya Hashtag Abam, the Goma, the Shnui, the Mandova, the Forest, the Yosha, the Kuma Kam, the Noche, Ach, the Yosha, the Yeshua, the Tanzi, Abu, the Gersa, the Kuma, the Kaya Hashtag, the Shnui, the Mandova, the Forest, the Yosha, the Haim, the Wood, the Yosha, the Kam, the Yosha, the Kina, the Yosha, the Mandova, the Yosha, the Yosha, the Yosha, the So that was the way the Rashal understood the case was, the case is saying, according to Rashi, it's difficult because according to Rashi's Pshat, so the whole Gemara discusses the Mandola, he says, Merta is Gosta. So that means in order to be kosher, there has to be hope. If it has to be hope, so the Rashal assumes, if it has to be hope, so in any way, so we have to resolve to be. So the Kashi against Rashi But in the case where we can identify this Prakosha from this Prakosha, some mirror there could be anything. So the Lashon is Mati and the Lashon. Because even according to the Lama, even according to the Abuja, according to the Mishua, the thoughts came in the Zosha. And Mechta or Mechta would be possible. But we need that there should be the Prakosha. Should be more than the Trachoso. But if the Trachosha is more than the Trachoso, even though it's not which are in there, it will still be Kosha, as long as it's adjacent. This is, that's the problem with the Marshalis, Shach in the case. Because the Marshalis knew that Matrix is saying that according to Mandaroma, now, according to the Madonna, the whole game is also. So if you put, let's say, Prakos, and then you put Prakos, and then Prakos, so it's only because I call it Prakosha, which is the sum total of the Prakosha is more than the sum total of the Prakos. So it's the same. So even if it's more, it will still not be kosher unless they are so great, they are so numerous that we couldn't identify one from the other. But if we could identify one from the other, then in the code of the Rav Yeshua, it will still be possible, even though the sum total of the kosher is more than the sum total of the Shah. But let's say, suppose we put this two, that is two points. Watch, and then next year, the Jason where he puts Pesach, that is food bottom line. Then next year, he puts the food that is food bottom line. Then next year, he puts the Pesach that is food bottom line. So Jason says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shua, it should still be possible. Even though the sum total of the Tzomim, each one of which is food bottom line, is so much more than the sum total of the Shvuim, each one of which is only two fucking lines, so it's still possible. Why? Because since Abdullah bin Abu Yeshua required that the image should be more than the pole, that the Tachos should be more than the Tachos, so in many ways we have to resort to different laws. And we cannot take different laws in the form of an authentic by law. So the Tachos is my name. Or even if we say that in the case where the sum total of the Trachosha is exactly equal to the sum total of the Trachosha, so it's possible as Abu Rabbi says, but it doesn't mean that in order to be Kosha, so then we must resort to this. Yeah, it's not going to be exactly equal, but Abu Rabbi sure holds. This is Ishike in the Ritek, and this is Ishike in Ha in the Ritek. There is a question of people in the Ritek when you have both the names, and it is Mubarakot. So we say that the problem, to me, the problem is what is all. You know, people say, that's our head. If the name is Mubarakot, so it's considered Kinu Kurekot, but it's not the name. Oh, this is the law. It's not the law. So here too, we got a